Hey guys. Welcome to the first episode of the Daisy Podcast. I know you guys have been waiting, yeah, because a lot of guys have been hitting me up. When are you starting? I am glad to tell you that, yeah, we've started, and this right here is our first episode. This podcast is going to be under the lifestyle entertainment, and we are going to be covering a lot of hot topics that falls under lifestyle entertainment. Yeah, some topics are going to give you some type of emotions, like maybe crying, or you're going to laugh. I just know that you're going to have a lot of fun. But another thing is, you're going to learn a lot. And that's why we're having guests on this podcast, because to be honest, I don't really know everything yet. So there are people that are going to come on the podcast, and we're going to sit and talk about a lot of things, and we're going to hear their viewpoints, because my point of view and your point of view, they will always differ. But like, it's always good when we have different points of views, and we'll battle it out here. And I'm so excited because this project for me has, I've been wanting to do this project since my birthday, November 14th. This is December, and this is my first podcast. Thing is, well, I will get back to that later, but then we have been in a very, very, very rough year. So this is 2020, and it has hit each and every one of us differently. So we've had highs and lows, and well, like, but we are pushing, and this is the last month, and I'm so excited that we are in the last month. If there is anything you have to thank God for, we have to thank God for that we could make it through this very long year. So when I started the buzz about the Daisy Podcast, when we started putting out content, that reminds me, you guys should follow us on social media so you know what we are doing here, so that you know the content that will come up here. And you guys should also follow us so you could tell me things that you want us to discuss on the podcast. If you don't follow us, we do not have any other way of knowing that, okay, this is what you want us to talk about. But make sure they all fall under lifestyle and entertainment, because that's what we do here. We don't do biochemistry here. We just do lifestyle and entertainment. So make sure they fall under lifestyle and entertainment. So follow us on the Daisy Podcast on Instagram, the Daisy Pod, Facebook, the Daisy Podcast, Twitter, the Daisy Podcast. One of the questions I was asked earlier was, what's the inspiration, or what inspired me to start the Daisy Podcast? And to be honest, I don't have a paragraph or a book of reasons why I started this. I think I just really love to have very, very good conversations with people. If there's one thing, when I meet you, I want to make sure that, well, when I met this person, we had good conversations. And then I have to say, I've met people and I've had some very amazingly nice conversations. And I'm like, okay, so why don't we have an avenue where we get to talk about these things, and not just us hear these things. A lot of people can have access to this. I mean, we could always do that. And yes, and the idea of this podcast came to me. So I was like, you guys should come more. Let's do this thing here. Let's actually let people know the conversations that we're having. Because more often than not, we've had the internet flowing with some type of messed up conversations about how people should feel, how people should be, certain information. So, but everything right here is going to be positive, positive, positive. Okay, so this year has been a very, very, very rough one for all of us. It has hit us differently, to be honest. I've had my highs and my lows. I've had my good times and I've had my bad times. One of my high is this podcast. You guys have no idea how it is for me, Daisy, to actually start a project and say, okay, I'm going to follow this headlong. I have had so many things that I have wanted to start, and it's so annoying that I'd start and probably hit a very hard spot and I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. I can't do this. I give myself so many hard reasons why I shouldn't do this or why I can't follow my project through. So starting this podcast and actually really doing this, recording this right now, is a big high for me. You guys have no idea. I'm actually doing my project, you guys. This is a very, very big high for me. So I am so happy. One of my low, let's start. January was quite bad. I lost my friend, my other best friend, in February, and it was so tough for me because that was my home girl. Debbie was my girl. She really understood me as a person, and it was really difficult knowing that I wasn't going to see her anymore. The only thing I could do was go through our chats and our voice notes, and it was so sad. I really, really wanted to call her on the phone and talk about all the things I had. Talk about boys too. She was a very good listener, but I miss her, and may her soul rest in peace. What other low did I have this year? I had some lows, yeah. This corona really messed things up for me because I had some plans, some major, major plans, but well, we move at the end of the day. Then the end SARS. Woo. Funny how I was at Lekki toll gate a day to that day, and I really saw the passion. I really saw Nigerian youths coming together for a cause, and we really wanted this. It really didn't go the way we wanted it to go, but I've been seeing some good things here and there. The world is getting to see what is really happening here, and I'm so glad because this is a major issue that needs to be talked about. So during the lockdown, I had to talk to myself. I had to talk to myself a lot because I was overthinking things. I had a lot of panic attacks, anxiety issues, and I had this very bad stage that I was just focusing on how am I doing? Am I doing good? Am I doing this? Am I doing, look at what your friend is doing? You know, all those thoughts that come to your head and you are like, what the hell? What am I really doing with my life? What is happening to me? Then I read this thing by Sam Adeyemi, Pastor Sam Adeyemi. He said, watch your internal conversations. The voice you hear loudest is the one in your mind. Don't use negative labels on yourself. The world is harsh enough already. If you make a mistake, admit it and get over it fast. Fast though. Then call yourself what you want to see. You are your own prophet. So more often than not, I have tried this exercise with myself that I'm going to say positive things to myself. And when I believe those things, I actually start to act like those things. When I started this whole podcasting issue, one of my issues was I couldn't stand my voice. I can't stand my voice. I can't hear my voice. And how can I do a podcast if I can't hear my voice? I have to listen to myself. I have to grade myself. So I had to start practicing. I had to start giving myself confidence. Okay, yes, you just started. You don't expect that you are going to be badass at this shit, but you are going to do well regardless. I had to start practicing. I had to play my recordings, hear my voice, tell myself, oh, you're doing good. And I realized my voice is not bad, Abby. You that you are listening, it's not bad, nice. It's not so bad. I like the way I sound. And that's another thing. If I wasn't able to work on my self-confidence, I don't think I'll be here speaking to you. Thing is, we have to talk to ourselves. We hear ourselves more than we hear other people. And it really helped me from the lockdown, because I already had the idea of this podcast right from lockdown. It's something I have really been planning on doing. I think there was a point I even shared questionnaires for people to tell me how they felt about podcasting. And when the results came out, thing is, Niger people do not really listen to podcasts like that. People are not interested. I was like, God, how am I going to do this thing? People don't listen to podcasts. But like, people that will listen, shall we listen anyhow? I'm going to try my best. I'm going to promote this shit. I'm going to promote the hell out of this shit. And we are going to see how we will do. People will always listen to podcasts. The thing is, they might not listen to the podcast immediately, but they'll come around, they'll listen to this thing. And some people do not listen to podcasts, but because you are the person doing this thing, they'll be like, oh, well, let me just hear this recording. So these are things I had to tell myself. It might not be how I want it to go, but I have to take a step. I have to make sure that at least I am doing something in the direction. Little by little, I would actually meet the mark I have set for myself. And then boom, here we are. Here I am talking to you. This might not be perfect compared to other podcasts, but this is my first. And I'll allow myself to go through that stage of telling myself that, okay, I might not be at my best now, but I'm going to be constant. I'm going to keep on investing time in talking, practicing, and I know I'm going to be badass someday. I'm going to be badass. Are you guys remember this time? Yeah, you remember this time I said I was going to be badass, because I am actually going to be badass. I know. So I'm encouraging you guys to make sure you have positive thoughts. Think positive things. Say positive things to yourself. We do not have a lot of cheerleaders. Truth is, not everyone has friends that could tell them, oh yeah, do this. One other thing I really appreciate is I had friends that held me down. There were times that I'll probably post things about the Daisy podcast, and I might not be like, I don't believe, but you guys should shall watch out for whatever comes up. But the words I heard from my friends really made me think, these guys have so much faith in me. Why don't I have enough faith in myself? There were really important words that my friend said to me, and there were some things that I took into cognizance, some things that I had to jot down. I realized that there were some things I kept on doing, some habits I was doing that made me feel more anxious and made my anxiety worse. I realized I stayed silent instead of speaking up. I was not talking. As in, no sorosuke, I wasn't talking. I wasn't speaking out about how I felt. I lived inside my head instead of the outside world. I was living inside my head, so really outside. Like, I was living my own experiences inside my head. I sought reassurance on a regular basis. Sometimes I'll tell myself I can't do this. Then I have to go and ask someone, can I do this? Do you think I can do this? And they're like, yeah, I think I can do this. And I'll be like, okay, I can do this. Why? Why can't I believe myself that I could actually do those things? And then I always thought how I felt instead of accepting that I felt this way. You could tell me that I was feeling this way, and I'm like, nah, I don't think I'm feeling this way. It was bad, because I actually had to bring myself to the point where I had to accept that, okay, I was feeling this way. I made my anxiety the center of my life, but I isolated myself. I couldn't say no. I kept myself busy instead of letting myself rest. Like it was a marathon. I was just doing work. I didn't give myself a break, and it was very bad. I tried to stop my anxious thoughts, but it wasn't working. had to allow myself to live through this experience and feel, okay, I'm being anxious. What do I do? What do I do? These were things that I was doing that was making me anxious. I had to open up. I had to open up to someone very, very close to me. And he had to talk me. It wasn't easy. He actually even started getting tired because this was a habit I started building from a very, very, very long time ago. He had to talk me through it. He had to be patient with me. He had to pray with me also. So many things. I had to start reading books about anxiety. I had to give myself a break, cut myself some slack, tell myself I wasn't Pretty Little Miss Perfect. I had to allow myself to feel vulnerable. I had to pick strength from there. I had to really open up about how I felt. No matter how it made me look, I had to keep reassuring myself. Another thing I realized I did was I was listening more to things that would make me feel pressured or bad about myself. I had to start listening to positive things, positive podcasts. I had to channel my energy in a way that would make me feel very reassured that I was doing good for myself. If there is one thing I have to advise everyone is, don't compare yourself. Your journey is actually different from a lot of people's journeys. The fact that it happened to this person at this age doesn't mean it will happen to the next person. Our stories are different. Our destinies are different. So do not compare yourself. One thing I keep telling myself, especially this December, is I am physically and mentally ready to enter a new phase of my life. And I'm ready to grow better and better. So that was an issue for me during the lockdown. My mental health was deeply, deeply, deeply threatened. But I had to really talk to myself. And it really helps me to grow a lot. And this is one of the results of focusing my energy, positive energy, into my mental health. I was able to start my podcast. Which other high? Let's go to something more exciting. Which other high have I had? Oh, if you know me, you know I'm a fan of Burna Boy. Burna Boy dropped his album this year. It was a blessing. Twice as Tall was amazing. I really loved the album. It was really nice. It kept me excited. Made in Lagos 2 was a very good album. The A Better Time 2 was amazing. It had some amapiano beats, and if you know, I mean, amapiano is trending thing now. We've had songs that have used instead of Afrobeats, have used amapiano. Songs like Olamide's song with DJ Tunes. We have Peruzzi's song with Fireboy. Yeah, so these songs have amapiano. Amapiano is so nice to dance to. I always dance in my house, in my head, where nobody sees me, because I don't want anybody to tell me how bad a dancer I am. So those were some things. I love good music, and good music makes my day, especially in the shower. I could have a concert going on there for hours. So it was very good that I could listen to a lot of good music despite all the drama this year had. We lost a lot of people. We lost a lot of things. But then good music kept us going, and I'm so glad that we are at the last month of the year, and I am so thankful that whoever is listening to this podcast is alive and well, and I hope that we enter the next year strong and ready to face all the challenges. So I am so glad that we have been on this podcast episode together, and I can't wait to share with you my next episode. So stay tuned, follow our social media pages, the Daisy Pod on Instagram, Daisy Podcast on Facebook, and the Daisy Podcast on Twitter. so glad to have you guys. I hope you guys will share this podcast and encourage your friends to stream. We are available on Spotify, we're on Google Podcast, we're on Anchor, we're on Apple Podcast, we're on Audio Mac, we're on SoundCloud, and we're also working to get it on Deezer and Amazon. So I'm so glad you guys could be part of our podcast. Have yourself an amazing day, and it's all love from this side. Make sure you practice all the safety guidelines of COVID and love your neighbor as yourself. So take care, and I love you. Ciao.